Hello, Tony. Tony, are you there? Come in over.
The test noise, it was going speakers and speakers and sound.
Speakers and speakers and sound. Speakers and speakers and sound.
I've got a mouthful of meat, Tony. How do you feel about that?
Nom, 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 nom.
We've got oat milk, we've got almond milk, we've got from a nipple. I want milk from a fucking nipple. I don't want it from a plant or piece of fruit. I'm not a complete psychopath, God. Why does everything sound more fun when it's said in a northern accent? That's what I want to know.
And here he is, the inspiration behind Ben and Jerry's latest flavour.
Chunky Monkey Chris Britton.
Takes it.
That's going to make a cut. Yes! Woohoo!
There are cheesecakes that don't have a biscuit base. It's like a sort of baked sponge.
Oh, that's illegal.
Naughty!
Naughty! Fun over. Laughter stops. On that note, Tony, have you ever, tell me your best third-wheeling moment in your life? When have you third-wheeled? When have you been the spare tyre, Tony?
The spare tyre? I'm trying to think. Oh, I could tell you a story. Now, I was on someone's birthday trip. It was their 18th birthday. Mm-hmm. And they'd, I think it was their 18th, might have been 21st, hired a limousine. And we all went out drinking. So it was quite a lot of us. And I woke up and she was having sex.
What? In the limousine?
Yes. I woke up and I went, all right. And I was like, oh, better go back to sleep then. So yeah, I felt like a bit of a spare part there, Chris. I mean, I wasn't invited to join in, so that's fine. You know, nothing that's, was.
Well, Tony, this one you are invited to join in on.
Right.
Because, Tony, two are going to become three.
Three is a magic number.
Three is the magic number for the next episode because we have a guest joining us. I'll give you a clue. Give a little guess. Someone whose initials are RR. All the R's. You can roll your R's. I can't. Now do a double roll.
If my dog could speak, it would... and my dog was Scottish.
So, yes, someone is joining us with a double R in their name, who I believe you are inspired by or take a moment of inspiration from. So, have a guess who it could be.
Ryan Reynolds.
No.
Ryan Reynolds.
No, babe. No. Not Ryan Reynolds. I'm really sorry to disappoint. Okay. Someone who I may like. Who do you think of? If you think of, who would Chris like to meet?
Rob Rinder.
No. We are going to involve and invite into the boudoir that is Tony and Chris's podcast, Rachel Riley.
Shut up.
Countdown. How cool will that be?
Yeah, but how?
Well,
how do you know her?
You know me. Pull a few strings, make a few calls. Yes, we're going to invite the one, the only countdown mathematician and sex on legs, that is Rachel Riley. And I've asked her to dress in a white lab coat for us and stand by our blackboard. Is that all right? I think she really likes that. I think she really
standing in a white lab coat. That's her thing.
Yeah, that's her thing. Yeah, exactly. Well, she's got to look like a mathematician, doesn't she? That is her persona.
They do. Yeah.
That is the persona. So, Tony, thank you for turning the camera around.
I'm available.
You're available.
For 8 out of 10 cats.
8 out of 10 cats, but not the real countdown because you can't do the real numbers. So we'll keep it simple for you.
Oh, no.
No, no.
Yes, please.
Oh, no, oh, no. Keep it simple. 2 plus 1.
Can you see that? 2 plus one. Look at me and my left-handedness.
I think Rachel might be a bit quicker and also a little less childlike.
Right, that's a no, if you don't want me to do it. 2 plus 1 equals 3. You probably wouldn't put the equals there, would you?
If
you
no, because she's... Person. Yeah, well, that now means 2 plus 1 divided by 3.
Divided by alone. 3, doesn't it? Oh, my God.
God, Rachel's going to be really appalled. Yeah, she's going to be appalled by us.
Somebody shoot me. Yeah, then I can do that.
Ah, 2 plus 1 equals 3. And that is what's going to be happening on our next podcast. Thank you for that. That was scores on the doors. So that's 10 marks. We got it in under 30 seconds. So I'm thinking we've not covered off yet personal branding, have we? And this is something that we have, well, I've always been asked about it and how people should be or shouldn't be true to themselves and whether they should live up to a persona in a business. So why don't we do something about, considering we're going to have a mathematician on and we should ask her to stand there in a lab coat next to a whiteboard. Should we do something about personal branding? What do you think?
I think that's a brilliant idea.
I think you're it is.
It's a brilliant idea.
Great pun. You're good at puns. Come on. Do so. Math. Something with maths in it.
That would just be the podcast. Something with maths in it. Personal branding. Should it be calculated or come naturally? How about that?
Perfect. Let's do it.
Okay. Rachel's someone that, to my mind at least, kind of owns her own brand. And lots of people have got very fixed opinions on her.
Let's see if we can change them, enhance them, or just hump the fuck off with their opinions.
Yeah. I'm still like, I'm just sort of in awe of how she does it, actually.
Then that is what we're going to do. So set the date in your diary.
In a world where maths is no object.
Yes.
Where numbers are your friend. Set the date. Friday, the 14th of April.
That is good.
Coming to a LinkedIn newsfeed near you.
Yeah.
And I think for the next episode, you've always wanted to show off that you used to play the drums back in school. So why don't we try and get a drum set or something, and you can do a bit of a drumming intro. What about that? Let's see what we can do.
I mean, I think it would be only right and proper to offer some sort of star treatment to a special guest.
Star treatment to our special guest. We've wheeled in this snare here, and we're going to get a drum roll for you from Tony Kent, who hasn't picked up a set of drumsticks in 30 plus years. Introducing drum roll Rachel. Right, I mean, it would be easier if I just get editors to put sound effects over, but you know, it's all good. We'll make it happen.
It'll be easier. No,
we're authentic.
Drum kit. Yeah.
And this is going to be the highlight of her career, I think. I mean,
I think so.
Yeah, it's going to be up there.
Be the highlight of mine, so that's all that matters, really.
It's the highlight of your career, TK. Yeah. That's all that matters.
It's all that matters. God, you must trust me. You must trust me.
God only knows why. So, get Googling, Tony. I'm sure you're going to come up with some great bloopers as well, but it's going to be fun and our typical fun and frolics podcast, because that is what we do. We're so natural. Set a date in your diary, Friday the 14th. We'll be releasing it on the KB website, kb.co.uk. So check out the podcast section and we will make sure it's released on Friday the 14th of April.
In the diary.
Let's make it happen.